Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, April 26th, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at searoundtable.com over the past week. Google core update, still rolling out. We have some updates on that. Google is preparing to release their site reputation abuse policy and enforce it. We have more on Google links, Google ads, Google earnings, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned. Of course, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Duda. Duda is the professional website builder you can call your own. You should check them out at duda.co. So first up, Google is still rolling out their core update as of today. I think it's day like 52, over 7 weeks. Again, we thought this would be a 3 to 4 week rollout. It looks like it's going into 7 to 8 weeks so far, but we will see. Google has not given us any update outside of just saying check the status page for when it will be complete. Again, there have been no recoveries from what I've seen from sites that were hit by the September 2023 helpful content update with this update yet. We saw previous chatter and volatility when it was released a few days after that, also on April 17th and April 14th. And now again, we saw movement on April 23rd, 24th, and even this morning, 25 and 26th. We're seeing actually the tools start to spike a little bit this morning on Friday, but the chatter was spiking significantly over the past couple of days. In preparation, I believe, for the site reputation abuse policy, where Google's going to start enforcing that on May 5th, it looks like Forbes and a bunch of other sites, not just Forbes, but Forbes I covered, has blocked their coupons directory section. So Forbes.com/coupon has been blocked using the robust X tag. Now it seems like those pages are no index. I first spotted this from Laura, but then this is first spotted, I think, by Bowtie Wookie. And Lily Ray also dug into this. So it seems like people and sites are starting to prepare for this site reputation abuse policy, which is also known as Parasite SEO. John Mueller said that splitting sites into different sites or merging them into multiple sites into one site is different than a normal site migration, and they take a lot longer for Google to process than the typical site migrations, because splitting and merging tends, like he says, to take much longer than a normal site migration. This was a question asked by Abby Gleason. It's a nice question there. And John Mueller basically said it just takes longer, so keep that in mind when you're doing your SEO tasks for those types of things. Gary from Google said that 301 redirect signals are signals that Google will probably always use, never change. They're strong signals, and Google will probably never change how they handle that. It's very weird for a Googler to say never, but according to people at the conference, the SERP conference, a week ago or so, where Gary gave us a talk, he used the word never, so we'll see. Gary also said that Google needs very few links to rank a web page, and that links are a lot less important than previous years. This is something Google has said numerous times over the past several years, but whenever I cover it, people say Google has no idea what they're talking about, and they should stop talking. Also, John Mueller said that you should ignore link spam, especially if they're to 404 pages. 404 pages are pages that Google doesn't even count anyway, but in general, he keeps saying ignore link spam. Google handles it without a problem. Talking about links, Google was asked about their links best practices document, and John Mueller said that link best practices document is still valid, it's still good, and you should still review it. I personally hate how they're pushing you to use rich anchor text links. I mean, it makes sense, but at the same time, it doesn't always feel natural to write with really rich anchor text. News from last night was that Google's Publisher Center no longer will be allowing publishers to add publications manually to the Google Publisher Center. Instead, Google's going to do that automatically. Anybody who was added manually that shouldn't have been added manually over the past several years when Publisher Center has been out, Google may drop them from Google Publisher Center later this year. And that means people, well, they'll still be able to follow you, I think, in Google News, but it does seem like going forward, only publishers that Google deems, I guess, worthy will be able to go ahead and be added to the Google Publisher Center as a publication. Makes the whole Google News inclusion process and publication process more confusing, more frustrating, and more upsetting for news publishers. And Google did tell us that they're going to try to make it even easier. They said this earlier this year, in January, and I guess it's not going to make it easier, as at least of now. So this is just frustrating to see, and it's pretty sad. Google is testing showing discussion and forum questions with answer boxes. So not just the questions from the Google from the discussion forums from Reddit, Quora, etc., but also some answers in that box. This is spotted by Ethan Lazouk. Nice find there. This week, a piece by Ed Zitron got a lot of attention. It was named The Man Who Killed Google Search. It's talking about Parvagan Raghavan. I'm pronouncing that completely wrong. Basically, he's one of the top guys at Google Search, and how he took over, and supposedly he forced Ben Gomes out into another position and really pushed to degrade search quality in order to improve Google Ads and generate more revenue from Google. There's a whole long story on this. I covered parts of it. Google sent me a statement, and then Ed sent me a follow-up statement on this. Definitely recommend you read this. It's very, very interesting. It kind of tries to piece the pieces together around the Department of Justice letters and documents. And of course, Google disputes this, and of course they would. But definitely take a look at this. It's a very interesting read on April 25th, that it kind of like gives you some type of scenario of what's going on. There are a bunch of Googlers who deny this completely, just keep that in mind. But it was a very interesting read. Google Ads is testing established in extensions in the Google Ads snippets. This is spotted by Brody Clark. Here's a screenshot of that. Google Ads API version 16.1 is now out, so you can actually upgrade your Google Ads version from 16, which is back, I think, in February, to now 16.1, which was released a couple days ago. Google's ad diagnostic tool, this is spotted by Nate Lewis, is now showing another warning. This one's for low keyword quality, and we don't know what that means, but it might impact your impressions if you have this low keyword quality thing. Again, Google said that this diagnostic tool has no impact on quality score and no impact on the auction, so keep that in mind. Actually, it has no impact on the auction, but so these warnings really mean nothing about the auction itself, but it seems like they may impact your impressions. Google Business Profiles now lets you select a preferred menu source in the actual Google Business Profile interface. This is spotted by Tina Yang. Here's a screenshot of that. It lets you either create or copy a menu, copy from a website, or use a different third-party platform for the source. Mikhail Parahin, who was leading up Microsoft advertising and Bing Search, including all the AI efforts with Copilot and so forth, was obviously, as you know, stepped down several weeks ago when Musafta Salamin went ahead and was named Microsoft's CEO of AI. And he's been very, very quiet since then until recently, where he's been posting here and there slowly, but then he actually commented on somebody else's comment around a TED Talk that Musafta Salamin, the new CEO of Microsoft AI, gave, and basically says somebody like, you know, well, we miss you. He basically said, we need you, like, we need you back. And Mikhail said it's hard to disagree. And then I asked Mikhail if he's staying at Microsoft, is he going? And he basically said, yep, he's in the, what's going on with him? And he said, yeah, he's still at Microsoft. He's in the planning phases. We'll share more when he can. I don't know if that means he's leaving Microsoft or he's doing something new at Microsoft, but he definitely is still there. And Google ad revenue and Bing and Microsoft revenues and earnings reports are out. And on the ad revenue side, I like to dissect the ad revenue side specifically. The Google ad revenue is up 13%. Microsoft advertising Bing ads are up 12%. Overall, both companies are doing really well on Wall Street right now. Their stock is up significantly after hours. Google issues the first dividends. They all significantly have major revenues this past quarter. But overall, their ad revenues are significantly up from previous years, which is something they were working on in a good or bad way. Any event, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz. This is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable, that's roundtable.com over the past week. Thanks to Duda for sponsoring. Also, I'm offline again for Monday and Tuesday for the last days of Passover. So I'll be probably scheduling stuff for those days. Everyone have a great, safe holiday, and I'll speak to you guys next. Goodbye.